In a world of mindless movie cliches, one podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Punk music I ever heard in my whole life. You know, this sounds like the beginning of every Rodney Dangerfield movie I've ever seen. It's Ladybugs. I guess we could talk. Oh, whoa. I didn't know Bernie Capel was in this with his crack pipe.
This with his crack pipe?
Whoa. Hold on. Wait, I gotta pause this.
Hell has a story?
You're joking, right? Type in Bernie. No, I do it right.
You're thinking of the guy from Alf.
That's not him?
No.
Hold on.
Good Lord, Bernie Capel.
What is... Yeah, you're right. He's the doctor from Love Boat, right? Why did I think it was him? That's very embarrassing.
You bring up an interesting point, though, is you know, we're covering this movie the day my kid went punk.
Yeah.
And this thing is like from 1987. I mean, even disco was over, much less punk. You know what I mean?
Well, you had this like second wave of punk, but it had been, it was in the, like maybe 84 to 85 or something.
There was a second wave of punk?
Yeah, it was.
All right. Who was in that? Who was in that grouping?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you're talking about the, it's not really punk at that point. It's more Bow Wow Wow. You know,
Okay. So I didn't associate Adamant, them with punk. Wow, was Adamant punk?
You know what? I'm going to say it's not punk. It's more like new wave. That's essentially what they are in this, right? What By is, the way, welcome to VHS Rewind. Welcome to VHS Rewind. It's been a hiatus that we've been on. Right. A sabbatical.
We're so rusty, it's like...
Yeah, it's exactly... I can't believe that I thought Bernie Capel was the Alf guy.
And that's another reason how this program is out of date. Like, Bernie Capel in 1987? Like, Love Boat... the heyday of Love Boat was over. That's how out of time this program is.
When did Love Boat go off the air?
It actually, I checked that myself. It did go off in 87, but really, nobody was watching that show since at least 84.
I might have been.
Once Lauren Tuohy's left, forget it. It went downhill. Wow. Once they brought that Steubing's daughter on, downhill.
Who, Cindy? What was her name?
Oh, I have no idea.
Wait, Steubing's daughter wasn't on the whole time?
No, she came in... I think to replace Lauren Tuohy's while she recovered from her cocaine habit. But then Steubing's daughter had a cocaine habit, so Lauren Tuohy's came back, but relapsed, and then they brought like new people on, like a new Lauren Tuohy's person that
Vicky Steubing.
Vicky, that was it. That was
Jill
it.
Wellen. What's
Come
she
on.
Doing?
You remember you thought she was hot at some point.
No. Wait. Was she the little girl with the the Dutch boy haircut?
Right. And she's always like little chubby, even like when she got older.
Yeah, no, but you know what? That wasn't my kind of girl that I would ever crush. I was attracted to like Christy McNichol, who was a lesbian.
Right.
You know? I wouldn't be attracted to a heterosexual woman. So, anyway, back to the day my kid went punk, which we really don't know. I mean, do we really see any particular day when he went punk?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I have to say, I was with him. Like, his family treats him like shit.
Oh, my God. They're the worst.
They are really terrible, terrible. The whole family, the whole, even the little, how old is she? Like 10 years old?
She's a little dick.
She's a little bitch.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know what? We don't pay any attention to him. It's like, you know what? Like, he should beat the crap out of you. Like,
oh, didn't he commit suicide like 3 months ago?
I thought you were going to say the actor did. I'm like, I did not know that.
Who is this kid? This lead actor who goes punk in this movie.
Bernie Capel's still alive.
I don't doubt it, but not working.
No.
Not even voice jobs. Like, nobody wants to...
Oh, wait, yes. He's going to be in the last Shark... Or he has been in the last Sharknado. It's about time.
Oh, my God. You're serious?
Yes. He was charter boat captain. I bet you made like 30 grand on that.
Right? And no residuals.
Oh, he was also in an episode of Superstore.
What the heck is Superstore? Oh, it's an NBC show. Comedy?
Yeah. Which is mostly bad, but, you know, there's not much to watch on television.
It's still
these
on
days.
The air. Jesus.
Well, you know, it's America Ferrar. It'd be kind of racist to cancel it.
You know, you talk about Bernie Capel. I mean, this show is full of, like, all your favorite sitcom stars.
Well, like Roxy Roker.
God,
yeah.
I can't
Lenny
believe
Lenny Kravitz's
it.
Mom.
Oh,
you know that, right?
I just remembered that.
Wow, that this... We're, oh, no, forget that. I was
and
just looking at the date she
died. She is so terrible in this.
She's, you know, she's judging a book by its cover. I start playing some clips. I'm going to play a clip because we haven't heard... All we hear is this, which sounds, again, like the beginning of... A Rodney Dangerfield movie.
Who the conductor is there?
Yeah, who is he? I couldn't place him.
He was on Fame.
Yes.
But I don't...
He was, not the conductor, but, like, the headmaster or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, yeah, he was the same role, basically.
He was
probably
in something else, though.
I cannot imagine this guy with his bad accent.
I just... was that Albert Hogg? Or Hogg?
Albert Haig or Hogg, yeah, however you pronounce that.
Let's see.
So he was the old professor on Fame, and here he's the old conductor.
He did a few little things here and there. Nothing memorable, except for Fame, yeah. Dr. Benjamin Sharofsky.
We'll play a clip of his later so everybody can hear his voice. That'll bring it back for everybody.
And here he plays Professor Steinberg. It's like, jeez. Lay it on all thick there, people.
Is a conductor... first of all, this is a high school. Okay? I don't think you call them professor at high school. Because he's going away to college in the fall, and he's taking a summer job, and... This is an example of how his parents are like shits to him. I mean, he's going away for the summer, and they don't want to have a last, like,
they can't even stop
dinner
at Taco Bell. Like,
right?
But you know, wait. All right, we have to get to it, because there's a couple things that I think are very Stepford about this family. How old do you think the older brother is? Because the guy seems like...
He's living at home now.
He should have played the dad, I think.
He must be in his 20s, but what is he doing?
Yeah, like, what is this? Like, are you in grad school, maybe? Hopefully.
Although he's like an older Alex Keaton Republican type.
Yeah, but like 6'3".
Right, and like the high school, you know, or even college, like quarterback type.
He's the type of guy who's like born as a CEO.
We've seen that actor before, Craig Bierko, but he's... I just remember seeing him in stuff back in the day.
Craig Bierko?
Bierko. B-I-E-R-K-O?
Yeah, I've seen this guy before. Douchebag. He's still doing stuff. He's, Fair Market Value coming out in 2019. He's playing Lucas. He was in a TV series called Unreal.
He's never probably heard of it.
Is it a current
picture
of him? He was
in Roomies. Look, did you see that credit? He was in Roomies.
Oh, was he really? Maybe that's where we know him. You know, Roomies was really the jumping off point for a lot of, no, I'm just kidding.
Including this show.
Yeah, for us, yeah, it was really where
check
we...
Check our archives, folks.
He was also in the Michael J. Fox show that you enjoyed so much. With that very
Which
expensive
one,
apartment.
Spin City?
No, the 2013 one.
Oh.
The hard-to-watch one.
Yes. Unless we could be on PC and just laugh.
Yeah.
But the lead actor who plays Terry, he was a kid. He was the kid star in The Boy Who Could Fly, which I never saw. And he was
what
in
was
Uncle Buck,
movie?
Apparently. Which
and
I never.
There's also a current picture of him, and he's like super handsome. So you know what? I don't want to talk about this guy anymore.
Wait, that's super handsome to you? Holy
Craig Bierko. Well, more handsome.
Oh, that guy. No, I'm talking about Jay Underwood.
I'm sorry, you moved
the
on.
The lead from his breakout role in The Boy Who Could Fly.
I was stuck in Craig Bierko's eyes.
Holy shit, he played Sonny Bono in the Sonny and Cher show?
That should be a t-shirt.
Cow.
I played Sonny Bono. That should be a t-shirt.
I am going to look for clips for that, because I'm going to see how that
I'm
going to
actually play a couple clips where... This is one of my favorite little things, because we get to see Terry at his worst. He's going to approach a female, and now we get to learn a lot about him in this brief encounter.
Lisa? Lisa?
Huh?
Hi, I was wondering if you wanted to go have dinner with us tonight.
Thanks. I'm busy.
He looks like he's going to throw up. What he should have said is, well, I was just kidding around, and you should get a deep conditioner in your hair.
He should have went really punk there and said, fuck you, bitch.
Right, he should have broken those huge glasses and cut her face with it. Those glasses are ridiculous. They're Wait, I'm sorry. Do you remember Run DMC? They used to wear those big gazelles with diamonds around them and stuff.
Yes.
That's what they look like, but they're real. They're like prescription.
I gotta find that. I gotta see that.
I'm screenshotting it right now.
Do you want to know where Jay Underwood is from?
Where?
We
Huntington?
Saw him when in the Fantastic Four movie that we covered. That Corman.
Oh, yeah.
He was the Human Torch. Oh, my God.
Wait, the just, main character? Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, holy full
that's
circle.
That's what I said. I'm like...
Now that's where we know him from.
He looks worse here than... I thought for sure you were going to tell me that this guy, like, went into gay porn later.
Why, is that where you've seen him? Maybe.
I mean, he's just terrible in this movie. I can't believe he went on even to a Roger Corman film.
Whoa,
and we didn't even remember, so.
It's weird.
Today's
his birthday, dude.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I'm October 1st, 1968. I think he's like 90. 1968, so what does that make him? 90?
That's 50. 1 year after me. Oh my God, that's horrible.
I bet you we can get Jay Underwood on the show.
Right? Is he still working?
You know who I reached out to, and I just want to put this out there. I reached out to, and I don't even remember his name, that's how insignificant of a person he is, the main character from Rad. Because, I've been getting a lot of good contacts with my other podcasts on the odd. I'm like, these people are not that hard to reach, you know, if you just reach out. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to him. I want to see if I can get him on the show. Nothing. Not even, like, a form email. Which means it's probably just some crappy website that he just maintains.
So,
you know what? I don't want you on the show. But then again, if you email me back, I'll have you on the show. But Jay Underwood.
We covered that like.
That was one of my favorite episodes. That was like in black and white, that episode.
Well, can I just point out the chick who played Cher in that Sonny and Cher show with Jay Underwood? It's pretty smoking. But anyway.
So
she never worked again.
So
oh, well,
after he gets shot down in these huge glasses, he goes and sees where this bleach blonde lady, where her heart really lays.
Isn't that Lisa Kirk?
Yeah.
Why is she going out with that creep?
Carl?
I don't know. I think he looks kind of cool.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about getting my ear pierced.
Over my dead body.
Just make sure the needle is sterilized.
Harry! Hi. You played very well today. I think you're ready to try for first rally.
What?
There's Professor Steinberg.
You played very well today. You couldn't even hear all of these terrible mistakes you made. Do you like my glasses? They're the same as yours. You gotta see this. He has the same exact glasses. All right.
And next semester. That's great, Professor Steinberg. I know I'm ready.
Calm it down. Dial it back a little bit. It's really not that big of a deal.
Are you going to play it all this summer?
Yeah, well, yeah, I was thinking about trying out some rock and roll.
Very interesting. See you next September.
See ya.
So,
I'm going to kill vampires now.
Did you hear that? Under his breath, the old guy, he goes, retard. You have to really listen closely. So we're going to hear him get a second rejection.
Right from his family.
No, wait. He just had this wonderful concert. Everybody's there. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful day out, right? It's probably pretty early. So they're like, let's get an early dinner, you know, to celebrate. He just got this great news. They don't even seem too fazed that a professor just approached him, you know,
and told him that he's like a good violinist.
Yeah, like, you know, when you go in with one of your kids' things and the teacher comes up to them and says, "You did so well," blah blah blah. You're proud. You're beaming, right? And it's like these two are just like, well. Let's go. Where did I park? You know?
I gotta go. Yeah. I have things to do.
Dude, remind me to fill up the tank. You know? But, so here, this is going to be hopefully a celebratory dinner. And, this is, get ready for the shutdown again, Terry.
Going, Maestro.
In the Empire Room?
Oh, that sounds nice and boring.
I'm really not hungry, Louise. I had a late lunch.
I'm tired.
Oh, I know, honey. I had no idea it would end this late. Terry, would you?
It's like noon. It's like, the sun is out. Like, I don't get... What do you mean late? Do you get this? Like, is that supposed to be a joke?
This might be California, though. This is probably California.
But the sun goes down in California? What are you talking about?
Not until, like, 9.
But this is the end of the school year, right? So this is, like, June.
Right.
And...
I don't know if this was probably the last day. Well, yeah, it could be. Yeah, because he's leaving tomorrow. You're right. Yeah,
so it's, you know, 6:30, maybe. You know, it's sunny out.
Do you mind if we celebrate another time?
Mom, I'm leaving in the morning.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's okay. Maybe we can have my going away party after I get back.
Good sport, kiddo. Besides, I bet you haven't even started packing.
It'd be funny if he goes, well, we'll see, because I have a very busy calendar.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang myself at home, okay? I'll see you guys when you find me at home.
How about we just at home, and I'll just make everyone Hot Pockets? Terry did so well. Don't eat that. It's very hot in the middle. and I think there was a Hot Pocket commercial. Should I dig up the YouTube and maybe play a couple of the commercials?
If you want. Again, they're like Nickelodeon shit, though. I mean, it's not like...
But they're old enough. They're not that old. I know. I get it.
We haven't heard Pizza Hut commercials in a while.
I have to find the commercials. You know what? I'm going to play the commercials where they belong. So I'm going to go to our next clip. There was not a commercial break yet. So basically, they drop off at the airport. They can't get rid of this kid quick enough, really.
Right, but even at home, though, he's like trying to tell them that he wants to change his image and stuff. And the family still doesn't pay any attention to him.
Yeah, they really don't treat him with any respect at all. So
he really, you know what, to get their attention, instead of being a punker, he should have just went out and just like went on a bloodbath killing and just killed everybody in this. Go on a school shooting.
I just wish he would knock over a plant in this house. It's just way too clean. This is the cleanest house I've ever seen.
Let's talk about what, I don't know if it'll come out here, about what the parents do for a living.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, yeah. There is one thing I just want to reference before you jump to that. All right, I'm trying to find this exact clip. I might have to be on the tail end of what we just played. But when they get home, right, you open the door, you hear the birds are chirping outside, the sun is out, and listen what the mother tells the daughter to do.
You know, besides, I bet you haven't even started packing.
Okay, Caroline, you go up and get in your PJs, baby.
It's like 6:30. What are you doing? I mean, school's out, and it's like she's complaining that she's tired. There's no reference to this again. And that's she's the last 12. I think.
She's only 12.
And that no, girl, I think that girl only exists in California or wherever, because when they travel, the girl's nowhere to be found.
That's true. I guess, no, she must have stayed home with
Petteros,
the Craig Burko fellow.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Like although older, he probably had just locked her in the room and had chicks over.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was a whole movie on its own, probably. Like picking the lock to dad's, you know, liquor cabinet. But, so yeah, the family comes home, and here's that clip.
Terry, would you take this upstairs for me, and then come back, give me a hand, and you too, Carl?
Oh my God. It's like, should I repave the driveway while I'm at it? Like, I'm leaving tomorrow.
You know, I haven't packed.
I'm hungry.
Tom, this is your publisher. Remember me? The one who's publishing your book on crisis management for the little guy? I'd like to know how to handle a crisis created by a writer who refuses to turn in his manuscript, even though it's a month overdue.
I'm polishing.
Call me, for Pete's sake. Better yet,
Tom, it's a good book. Send it in. They'll polish. That's what they have editors for.
Yes, dear.
Besides, we could use the rest of the advance.
There's a weird picture behind her of, like, maybe a weird bum clown or something.
Wait, I'll try and find it.
When they cut, yeah, like 4:38. I don't know what it is. It's blurry, so I can't really tell what it is. I'm going to play the rest of it.
Please, Professor Cameron here.
Your turn.
Congratulations. I read your paper, my dear. Why Children Go Punk will be the hot seminar of our conference. Robert Rehnquist called me personally to say how much he liked the topic. Oh,
thank goodness.
Call me when you get in. I want to review a few details. You have my number.
Boy, do I ever. The man is driving me crazy. He is so nervous about this conference, you would think that his job was on the line instead of mine.
Well, he's got a lot riding on it, too.
What? He's already department head.
Louise, this is the biggest conference your university's ever sponsored. If it's successful, it'll be a big feather in his cap.
Oh, do you know what she's from? The mom?
I'm looking that up right
now. She's in Silver Spoons as the,
What?
Yeah, she was Rick's mom, I think.
Oh,
the Rickster. She was born in Amityville. Horror.
No way. Well, she did a lot of TV. Beyond Westworld was a TV series?
Jeez. Really? Wow, I never heard of that.
Ships.
Battlestar Galactica. PI. I'm going to play the rest of that clip. Christine, she was in.
And yours.
I know her from Christine, I think. Maybe.
Well, right now it's a real thorn in my side. Terry, the salad is in the fridge. I'll be right back.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
You know, I was thinking about, maybe, you know, changing my look for the summer.
Oh?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know, just something different, you know, a little funkier,
well,
maybe.
What about school day, Daddy? Isn't it pretty? I was the only one who could spell Mississippi.
Oh, honey.
It's really not that big of a deal to spell Mississippi. I mean, this girl's like, what, 10?
Yep.
Get over yourself, Blondie. And get a haircut while you're at it. Those braids aren't cute anymore.
No.
Carl, come on!
Yeah, I'll be right there.
That's great.
Hey, Mom. You know, I was thinking, maybe getting a new haircut.
Oh, new haircut to go with your new contact lenses? Well, that sounds good.
Well, yeah, yeah, you know, in case I get into a band.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Here's my speech for the Young Men's Republican Club next week. Give me a listen and tell me what you think. Good morning, friends.
I wanted to hear the speech. I wonder if we can download that or something. I think that was actually, I can't remember his name all of a sudden. Actually, he might be a Democrat. The guy with the long face. One of these politicians has a very long head. He was.
They all have very long
heads. He was a candidate for presidency. It doesn't matter. He lost. anyway, so we hear he gets spoken over all the time. He's, you know, middle child syndrome, but he's a little too old to have middle child syndrome, in my opinion.
Is that a thing, even?
I think when you have a lot of kids. But three? I mean, I guess...
I don't know.
I think if there was a kid who was older than this girl, like, if you had, like, a 14-year-old, then maybe you could have middle child syndrome. It's almost like the Peter Brady, you know?
They seem to be, like, dissing that little 10-year-old, too. Like, go up, get ready for PJs. You're going to bed right now. You're not even having dinner. Just go to bed.
I'm tired. But yeah, well, it's those pills I snuck you.
She's rolling with it, though. She's like, just turning into a bitch.
Yeah, she's a real jerk. So here we go. We're at the airport. We're on our way.
Oh, boy. Haven't seen this thing in a long time.
Yeah, but, you know, I figured I'd have a better shot at getting into a band with a guitar rather than a violin.
He did. Why don't you slam the case into the concrete a little harder? I just noticed that. That thing's got to be empty. But, I mean, if somebody dropped my case like that, I'd kill them.
I wanted to ask you, that is a guitar case?
It's a hard shell case.
It's so square, though. I mean, it's not even shaped like a guitar. It looks... I have no idea what's... And it looks too thin.
No, like it's an electric guitar case. That's standard.
Is it really? Okay. I was like, what the hell is that? A horn?
If you look it up, when you open it, it's like it has like the cutout of the shape of a guitar, and you would place the guitar into the velvety stuff.
I mean, he has a speaker too with him, but I was like,
yeah, it's like a piece of crap little Fender
right there. I was like, Jesus, what is that?
That amp is terrible. It's like a little Fender piece of junk practice amp.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking because my daughter has one of those.
No, thanks. I've won too. I mean, they're fine, but this guy, if this guy's like a professional musician and he has like a Fender Telecaster, which is what he has, he would, well, then again, you know, when you're traveling, especially back then.
Yeah, but he's going to play on a stage later, so, and he does whip it out in the, when he gets to his job, so we'll talk about the amp.
Yeah,
later.
Definitely one of the weirder moments of the thing.
All right. Yeah, you're probably right. I'll be just a second, okay? Well, I go in with you, kiddo, but, you know.
Yeah, no. It's okay.
I got better things to do. I have better things to do than to see you off. So he's flying for a job, which is kind of weird. You would never do this now. Like, you're going to spend $1,000 or something to go get a summer job?
I don't know if it paid well.
I guess, but you know, this didn't pay well. This is like some terrible babysitting job.
I don't know. Well, it's at a swanky hotel, though.
That's true. Yeah.
And they have to kiss the mother's ass because she's bringing a convention there. We'll find out later.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird. He went from when we do get to the hotel, we go from senator to hotel manager. Oh no, hotel owner. And I was waiting for Benson to walk in, but that didn't happen.
Later.
Did you ever watch Benson?
I did not.
Oh, you'd like it. It's actually a pretty good show.
Oh, wait, no. Benson is Robert Guillaume. It's funny. I was thinking Belvedere.
Oh, no. Belvedere's.
No, I didn't
watched it too, and that's not worth watching. So actually, yeah, the clip is about to finish.
Okay. Call and tell us you got there, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, he's a crackhead. Like, he's a crackhead. The whole time, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. He's just about to bust out his leathers, and when he opens his case to do his his quick change, I was like, oh, you're turning into like a reject from cruising.
Exactly. Well, it reminded me of John Cryer in a movie where called
Morgan's Coming Home. What the heck is that called?
You know what I'm talking about. He goes Ferris undercover Bueller's
on his way home, or
And that's what this scene really, really reminded me of. And I have a feeling that this probably was trying to mimic that.
I don't know. I think this wanted to be a hard hitting expose on the punk lifestyle and why people become punk.
Wow.
And instead, they look like, you know, not just him, but later on, there's going to be this at this conference that Mom is organizing. One of the panels is about the punk rock.
Yeah.
You know, how to make sure your kids don't turn into punks, and they all look like rejects from I don't know, like Culture Club.
Or... Yeah, I mean, what was I thinking? Mad Max, really? They look like the people who first die in Mad Max.
The makeup and stuff is a little too effeminate for Mad Max.
That's true. But they're trying to be something that's very rogue, and they're trying to be something that's very opposite of mainstream. And, you know, I can respect it to a point. It's just, it's really, really forced and cheesy in this particular.
But at the airport, he meets these chicks who leave behind makeup or something, so he just steals it. And does his quick change at the airport, and when he arrives at the schwanky hotel, Roxy Roker is not going to have any of it.
I've never seen anybody use spray paint on their hair. I've never even thought of doing it. It's a good idea, I guess, but I've never even thought of that. But yeah, here, this is his transformation, I guess.
I love the music. This is a good clip.
Oh, wait, are we going to do the whole... You want to see where he sits next to the girls or the transformation part?
Oh, you could do both. It sort of blends into each other.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Am I...
Yeah, you're in the right spot, like 622.
Well, yeah, I just played that clip, so it's 849.
Well, that's when he arrives at the hotel. But let's hear Roxy. I want to see Roxy. Man, I remember her as being good on the Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm.
But here, she's just like, wow.
Yeah, she's dead. Pretty wooden. All right.
Oh, Penny, it's music.
It's awesome. This reminds me of the kids from Fame. And for the most part, his hair is like a little messy and he's wearing a leather jacket, but he doesn't look really that weird at all.
His haircut. I mean, he's got a hair like...
I don't know. Roxy has a stranger haircut, in my opinion.
Ouch.
May I help you, young man?
Yeah, hi. I'm Terry Warner, the new children's counselor. I'm supposed to see Mr. Smiley.
Oh, really? Well, I can't wait to tell him. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Nice wood paneling.
Terry Warner's here.
Oh, good. Show him in.
What did his mother tell you about him?
Oh, I don't know. Not much. Nice kid, quiet, plays classical violin.
Oh, really? Well, a Ziggy Ziggy Sputnik lookalike is sitting outside in the lobby waiting for us to hire him as our daycare counselor.
What are you talking about? Who's Ziggy Ziggy? What's it? Show Warner in here.
Max, we cannot hire this kid to be in charge of our guest children. It'll be a disaster.
What's the matter with you? His mother's school is sending us the biggest conference we've had all year. Hi, Terry. Welcome to...
Hello, Mr. Smiley. I'm pleased to meet you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I forgot about the moose.
No, that's okay. This is Phyllis Brooks, hotel manager.
Hi. We met.
Hi.
Well, Terry, why don't you check in and go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Great, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Max, we cannot put a punker in charge of our nursery. The guests will be up in arms.
Seems like a nice enough kid. Phil, we cannot afford to risk losing this conference. It's been a slow year. I'll tell you what, we'll give him a try. If it doesn't work out, we have a legitimate reason to fire him. I can't understand why his mother never said anything about his looks.
Well, I can.
Wang.
And that wood paneling is really not helping the situation.
Like, this is a swanky hotel, and that's the, like, head guy's office?
I don't know. 87? Is this appropriate? I don't know.
I mean, that thing looked like my basement. No yeah. way. That yeah. is, like, such cheap shit.
Well, it's probably very expensive now. It's all, like, retro and kitschy.
It's vintage, yeah, exactly.
So what do we have now? I mean... So he gets at the hotel. It's just crazy, you know. I would have loved to see maybe Lenny Kravitz in the role of
right?
Terry.
Maybe he's one of the kids that Terry has to oversee.
That'd be awesome.
That's his job here, is to oversee kids who also are disregarding their children, and they're on a vacation, I assume. Otherwise, why would they be at this hotel? But we're going to stick them in this nursery.
Yeah, you know, it's really weird.
So like, that mom and I can go drink by the pool.
Essentially, right? I mean, we were looking into cruises, and these cruise have, like, places for kids and everything. And I'm like, I don't know how I'd feel just dumping my kid and getting wasted at the...
Right? Look at this. So, I mean, why don't we play that clip where yeah. he meets the kids and he starts to whip out that guitar?
Yeah.
And then it's a quick cut to him auditioning for a band.
Yeah, which it's definitely our worth first, a listen.
Yes, our first taste of real punk music.
Also, the carpet is red to cover up any nosebleeds and... Like, who decorated this thing? Is an old man with one of those sweaters, like, over his shoulders, like he's James Spader?
Isn't this, like, isn't that carpeting out of The Shining or something?
Oh, my God. It's just, it's horrible. I feel like it's, like, the lower deck of the Titanic or something. It just looks terrible.
Miss Brooks.
Yes?
That can't be the new counselor you promised us.
I'm afraid it is. Oh, no need to be concerned.
You're right.
Yeah. And
there's the amp.
And this old man is, like, is he great-grandfather? Like, I'm not really sure.
Nope, it's somebody's dad. Married to that 20-year-old next to him there, you see.
I don't know if she's 20, wow.
Rose, Mrs. Saunders. He's a classical violinist, the son of a college professor, and he has the highest references.
No, he looks dangerous.
I assure you, Mr. Green, he isn't.
It's very Bob Denver of him. So yeah, here we go. We have a guy, they're in a band and they're doing their best. That's all I can do. I think I've been in this band before and I hated it at the time.
My time is gonna come.
My time is gonna come.
Great, you got the job.
All right.
Play here every Friday and Saturday nights. Let's take it again from the top. Let's go.
Oof. And Harry scares that, people on the street, but what?
that song had fewer chord progressions than the Ramones.
Yeah. Dun, dun, I mean, it, dun, 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 dun. You know, it's the worst.
Do you want to just play the scene when he comes out? Look at the bulge in his pants.
Oh, really?
I didn't. Comes out.
All right. Here we go. There's some girls walking around, guys walking around in white shorts and shirts that are tucked in.
Yeah!
And the way he's walking around, yeah, he's got the socks stuffed in there. But the way he's walking around is like, what is wrong with you? He's got a guitar strung on his back.
This guy did not do any research into real punk rockers. I can tell you that for sure.
Right. It's like, dress however you want, and here's a guitar.
Just rip it. Just rip it. Just rip your clothes.
That's it. And put a lot of, like, foundation on your face. A lot
my
of powder.
Time. My time is
It's a really terrible
up.
Song.
My time. I got to look in the back and see, like, who did the music for this?
No, they named the two people at the end.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Something, I thought I recognized the names, but I don't think I did.
You're kidding.
No, really? But I don't think I did. I didn't do research on it, though. But it's like a team. It's like, I think they have the same last name, so it might be like a brother duo or something.
Ouch.
All right, so where are we now?
Mom's coming a few days early.
Yeah, so she needs more rooms because she's kind of a pain in the ass. she is. She's a big complainer. So here we go.
And James Noble's like, yes, of course. This is paying for your son's summer.
Yeah, totally. And he's like, I wish I was the senator again. So Benson can do my job.
Ouch.
Well, certainly, Dr. Warner. I'll book 7 additional suites for your group.
Suites?
You. And we may need more.
Well, that's wonderful.
Now, remember, Smiley, I want the best of everything. This conference is very important.
The chairman of our board is our keynote speaker.
Don't worry, Professor Cameron. Conferences are our business. Everything will be fine, I promise you.
You know, it's... What is this, 87? This came out? That printer behind him, like you were saying, everything's all outdated. That's like a 1982 dot matrix printer.
I was going to say dot matrix, yes.
It's like it kind of goes... and it's like you wouldn't have a computer that has a dot matrix. Maybe you would. That thing is old, though. That's
did
not...
Have computers in 87? I can't remember, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they did... hotels were probably the first to really start using them for, like, booking and stuff.
But. Oh, really? All right. Well, what do I know? Do you recognize the computer? I'm just curious.
No. You
can't see
they
it.
Wouldn't have been... Well, I saw it before, but it's not a branded computer. It's, like, one of these kind of, like, they just...
It's just a monitor.
Yeah, it's just built. It probably is.
Mr. Smiley, what were you saying about Terry? Is there some problem?
Oh, no. It's just...
What?
I'll go to the Hilton. Is there a problem with my kid?
I'll get my kid to go freaking next door right now.
I'll take my convention to the Days Inn.
Listen to me, Smiley. You don't even have an indoor pool. Or a breakfast buffet. Smiley.
He wasn't exactly what we expected.
Well, I told you, he hasn't had that much experience.
Well, no, he's doing fine. In fact, why don't you talk to him yourself? Would you transfer this call to Terry Warner's room? Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
How you doing?
Oh, terrific.
Sure?
Yeah, no, really.
Hey, thanks for the 20.
You're welcome, honey. Do you need any more?
No.
What? The 20?
Yeah, he says, thanks for the 20. That's it? That's all she sent?
Right.
$20? That's not going to get anything.
Even then, it's like, what is that really going to buy you?
A midget giving him a blowjob.
Well, that might be $20, yeah.
Doing great.
Hey, guess what? I got a weekend job with a local band.
Well, that's wonderful. Look, I have to go, but we'll call you on Sunday. You can talk to the whole family.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He seems really enthused. It's like, nobody cares that you're in a band. No one. I don't even care. And I'm supposed to.
I like when mom and dad come. Well, we'll get there.
You mean when they go see him perform?
When they, not only when they go to the punk club to see him perform, but he says to them, come and I'll reserve a table for you. There are no tables in a punk rock club.
Except for theirs.
You can't reserve a table in a punk rock club. Even I know that. I've been to CBGs.
There's no room for a table.
I've seen Pill.
Yeah.
I know what goes on.
All right. We actually have to speed this up. I just noticed we're 45 minutes into the episode. We're only 15 minutes into the show.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So we're really rusty on that. But, all right. Here's this clip. We might have to skip around a little bit.
Wait, what is this?
This is them doing makeup in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
That's not that important of a thing. It's basically him just doing a great job, and it's kind of like, you know, that's really great, blah, blah, blah. I say we go right up to the girl with the weird Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh, my God. This scene.
It's cringy.
When we see what a great human being he is, when he befriends this crippled girl crippled. She's a crip. And that kid is a worse actress than he is.
Yeah.
So when he's crying, but the end of it.
Yeah.
Is what made me fall in love with this show. When he gives her that present,
yeah.
I wish you could take a screenshot of that doll so that I just, it's incredible.
You want to have it recreated?
let's do this scene where he has to befriend a crippled girl.
Where's the counselor?
Oh, here, hold my beer.
Can I help you? Rest.
You.
Here, hold my beer. And he just basically looks like he took mud and smeared it onto the side of a white face. Oh, God, it's terrible.
That's impossible. No respectable hotel would hire someone like you to take care of children. It's outrageous. I'm calling the manager.
Hey, Terry, what's the commotion? What's going on?
Mr. Smiley, well, this lady's come in. She's a little upset.
Going on is that the nitwits who run this hotel have hired this delinquent to take care of children.
By the way, you see the little girl in the background? She's kind of trying to balance. It's like, can somebody help me here? If you look at the back, it's like she's kind of wobbly. And the mother just left her right there. It's so terrible.
But I've just called the manager, and she's on her way.
Well, I can tell you, madam, that I am the owner of this hotel, and that Terry here is no delinquent. In fact, he's worked here all summer, and we've not had one complaint. So if you don't mind, I'll ask you to leave the nursery so that Terry can get started with his day.
I was told this hotel had some class. Obviously, I was mistaken.
I'm Phyllis Brooks, the manager. Can I help?
I thought I could prevail upon...
Triple kid almost knocked her over.
Right? You see? It's like... Who's leaving this kid out here? Can somebody do something with this kid? Put her on a skateboard and push her down the hallway.
On you to hire a proper counselor. Apparently, I cannot.
Who is that?
Mrs. Rehnquist.
Robert Rehnquist's wife?
Oh, jeez. You really blew it now.
All right, that wasn't the scene, though. So there's a scene when Terry takes the kids to, I don't know, this hotel has a corral with horses on it. That's why I don't get what this place is. But if you want to skip to that, now that we've set up who this little crip is.
Excuse me. I have mom and dad at the punk club. I mean, do you want me to jump around?
Yeah, let's just get to the crip kid.
The kid at the corral?
Yep. What is that? 2750. No.
2580.
Yeah, back 2756.
2756? I have 20. I was have Terry.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. It's before that. Sorry.
Sorry.
25.
See you later.
Okay. Ride some horses today, huh? Here we go.
This is all the kids that are at this hotel?
Right, four.
I know. Plus the crip.
And you get to ride horses?
She only counts as half.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I think there's a rehab or something. That's what this building is.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Rehnquist. I just can't let Amy ride. It's too dangerous.
But surely you have one horse that's gentle enough for her to ride. We could strap her on.
A Doberman or something.
Strap her on.
What is wrong with this world?
Every parent in this thing is terrible. This crippled girl is going to be a punk later.
Listen, I don't want my daughter to be with me. So please, take her. Oh my god, we're going to hell. Even if she falls off, it's okay. Oh my god, this is terrible. There's one redeeming thing here. The kid's really not disabled, so hopefully.
We know that. We know that.
I'm lying to myself. But just strap her to anything. You have bungee cord, anything. Just strap her to it so I can get 15 minutes to get a drink.
She'll flip over so her head is like underneath the horse, but she's still tied up.
A black lab. I don't know. Anything. All right, let's hear what else Mom of the Year has to say.
Strapping on is a bad idea. Besides, our insurance company won't allow it, ma'am. Well,
it's terrible.
Oh, my God. I was like, what the hell is that noise? Is that, like, guitar feedback? No, that's my daughter.
Maybe in a little while when they all go to lunch, I'll take her around a couple times myself.
Thank you so much.
I'm one of the lame horses.
I'm going to go against my insurance, and if something happens, you're going to sue me.
Maybe. You didn't even say yes. Maybe I will.
All right, we're going to wait right over here.
And in the background, you have the punk guy going, I could fix this whole thing.
We'll just wait over there.
Okay.
Come on, sweetheart.
It's like 98 degrees. There's nothing to drink. We're going to go sit on this tree stump.
And also, he said, all right, at lunchtime when everybody goes away. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning, but we'll sit here.
Hi, I'm Terry. Do you remember me? You know, there are some special places in the city where the horses know how to handle people who can't use their legs. You could learn to ride real well. I'm sure your mom here will take you.
Of course. As soon as we get back home, we'll look into it. Thank you, young man.
I don't want to go to a special place. I want to go here with the other kids. I don't want special things in special places.
In all fairness, one of these kids are going to fall off that horse and have those same braces and be hanging out with this kid in about 45 minutes.
Ouch. So.
I want to be like everybody else.
You know, that's
funny. Why is he laughing? You're never going to be like anyone else.
Oh, man, you're cold.
No, he's the one laughing. I didn't laugh.
Funny what you said about wanting to be like everybody else. Because I think being like everybody else is really boring. I mean, look at me. Now I've gone to a lot of trouble not to look like everyone else. And I love it. You know, even though a few people...
What?
He looks gay.
It does look a bit femme.
Like your mom here think I'm a little wacko.
She does.
Do you like the way I look? You mean it really, with the red hair, the makeup, everything? You think adding a little bit of green would be too much, then? No.
I think you're beautiful.
I think you're beautiful, too. I'll tell you what. You wait here with your mommy, and I'll be back in a little while, okay?
Okay. And he never comes back.
No, that's the thing. He does come back.
I know. This is... Actually, I'm going to play this in between. You know what? Actually, I'm going to play... I don't even know what to do now. I want
to
hear...
Let's go back to that.
We're going to go back to mom being interviewed just because it's... It's so funny.
I don't know. So Terry's walking from the corral back to the hotel. I want to know where he gets the present he gets for that kid. Like,
oh, I don't know.
The gift shop? I mean, yeah. He didn't go anywhere else.
I'm gonna play him bringing the gift back right now.
All right, let's do that.
As Joe hit the water, another geyser of spray whirled to find himself face to face with another gorilla.
Well, here we are, hours later, just sitting here reading a book, waiting for that nice man to get my daughter on a horse for 3 minutes. Like, you're that desperate to get on a horse? Seriously?
Guess what I got in here.
Scotch.
Right.
See?
There.
You're
right,
so special,
shot.
They made
I got it.
Just yeah. Like you.
So it's like a weird little, it's a weird Cabbage Patch type kid.
With braces. On the legs.
On the leg, yeah.
Where did he get that, and why is the girl so happy to get it? As a reminder that, oh, I have these things and I'm different.
I don't know. It's almost like, does the guy have a doll of himself?
That is the craziest thing I have ever seen in my life.
And the mom basically goes, I didn't even think you were a real person, blah, blah, blah. I like you now. So,
you're the greatest kid ever.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back a few minutes where mom is being interviewed on TV.
Yep.
And I just... I think it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
So, are you pleased with the attendance at the conference?
Very. I think we'll have close to 300 people from all over the world.
Well, sounds like your seminar's a sellout, and you've certainly been getting a lot of press coverage with your topic. Do you have any children?
No.
Now, that's messed up. The fact that she basically says, I don't have children.
Well, she corrects herself right away.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. She has three. She could have just said she has two, you know?
I mean, yes, three.
And your husband's a crisis management consultant. Have you ever used any of his techniques?
Not yet.
Hey, Mom.
So he walks by the cameras that are rolling in his punk outfit, basically. Hi, Mom.
And somehow this gets played on TV.
It's the best. Yeah, like, all of a sudden, it's, like, the biggest news ever.
Do you want to, like, just go to the scene after the crypt where mom and dad talk to Terry? And that's when it comes on the TV, too.
It just so happens that they're on the right channel and everything.
Terry, I don't understand.
I knew you'd be surprised. I just didn't think you'd be ashamed of me.
Well, what did you think we would be? Proud? Did you see the expression on the reporter's face when you said, Hi, Mom?
Louise.
Don't you Louise me unless you can tell me how to explain to 300 psychiatrists and psychologists why our son is running around looking like a freak while I'm giving a seminar on the punk syndrome and how parents can avoid it. And you... Why now? Why here, huh? You know how important this conference is to me, to my job.
I didn't think of that.
That's right. You didn't think about anyone but yourself.
No, I didn't think it mattered much what I did. I mean, you guys never pay much attention to me anyway.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Dad, do you realize that this is the first time that either of you have spent any time alone with me? Or really cared about anything that I did since I was little?
Terry, how can you say that?
Carl, there's always time for Carl. There's always time for Carolyn. Nobody ever listens to me. You know, I even tried to tell you what I was going to do, but you just didn't care.
We do care very much.
Son, I had no idea you felt like that.
Fuck you.
I gotta get back to work now.
All right, but we'll continue this later. I'm glad you brought this up, Terry. I wish you had before.
Oh, it's my fault.
Terry. Baby, we do love you very much. And I'm sorry if we haven't made that clear.
You know what's funny? He's like a kitten with a bell on his neck or something like that. Whenever he was leaving or going, you hear these stupid bells.
Oh, boy. He really knocked me for a loop. I have no idea.
But I should have figured it out. It's a typical middle child syndrome. Poor baby.
Yeah, he wanted to get our attention.
He's probably as uncomfortable with the way he looks as we are.
Well, I'm glad we worked that out. I bet he'll wash his face by the time we're ready to go home on Sunday.
Too bad his hair will take a while to grow out.
And it sure takes a lot of guts to face a room full of psychiatrists and psychologists and talk about how parents can avoid the punk syndrome in their teenagers when your own son looks like this.
Hey, Mom.
She'll obviously be speaking from personal experience. Good luck, Dr. Warner. And now back to the studio with Charlene and the weather.
What do I do now?
Use it.
We're gonna hack the system.
So you notice Dad was like, well, I guess we talk that through and he's going to change his ways. And so he's not learning anything from this kid.
Not at all.
This kid has to realize being a punk is not enough. He has to commit suicide.
It's true. It's really, you know, these are the worst parents.
Every parent in this movie.
These parents are almost as bad as the mom from E.T.
Which is one of the worst moms in E.T. No, wow.
She was. You don't. No when way, was the last time you saw E.T.?
You can't.
When was the last time you saw E.T.?
Within the last year, but what did she do? She didn't
remember.
Do
like the she was.
She's a single mom. First of all, she's a single mom.
Mm,
so let's give her props for that.
No.
With how many kids she's got? Elliot.
Too many. That's her
plus
problem.
Plus the older one. Plus Drew Barrymore.
I think you have to watch it again. And she makes bad decisions. She's a terrible mother. She doesn't know where her kids are. Kids come home from school. They don't go to school. This whole thing. They have an alien living in the house.
She calls the FBI, right? She calls the
Next thing you know, they're killing his best friend. She's the worst mother ever. Period.
All right, you want to do this panel?
Yeah, the panel is good. Together? Then we could skip stuff after that. But the panel's worth playing.
Why is everybody getting so excited?
Look at these beaches. Oh, your appearance is outrageous. I never allow a child of mine to go around looking like that.
That's culture club.
All right, everyone, settle down. Quiet.
What, the one with the pink hair?
No, Terry is the gay kid. Oh. The guy with the hat is Culture Club.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy with the green hair is like, he looks like Ace Frehley or something. Just put the star on his eye.
Hmm. No, that's Paul Stanley.
Oh, is that Paul Stanley? Sorry.
Yeah. Please.
The star child.
Behaviors.
You told Terry that your parents threw you out.
That's right. I didn't take any drugs or nothing. It still didn't matter.
Frankly, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, well, believe it. When I came home wearing an earring, my father told me to get out and never come back again.
That's a good man. Good man. The guy has like a Chewbacca type of bullet thing on him. Actually, guy on the left, the guy with the green hair looks a lot like the guy from The Lost Boys. That's what they look like. They look like they dressed up as The Lost Boys.
Ouch.
But The Lost Boys, of course, pulled it off somehow.
So I left.
And how old are you, Hank?
I'm 21.
And you, Dilly?
14. Yeah, my dad would have been a lot happier if I would have been a junkie. At least he could have hid that from the neighbors.
That's all they care about. Appearances. It's about other people. It's not about you.
Have you ever tried looking at it from your parents' point of view?
Why should we? They never see anything from our point of view.
But aren't you all going around looking like that just to get a rise out of the rest of us?
No, we're doing it because we like it. and it's nobody else's business but our own how we want to look.
I mean, that's true. It's like everyone always tells you, don't judge a book by its cover. So why doesn't that go for us, too?
Yeah, and all you guys went around looking weird and passing out flowers.
Hardly the same thing, young man. We preached love and peace. Well, you all stand for cruelty and violence.
Whoa, wait a second. That's not true. Yeah, okay, maybe some punkers are violent, but so are some bankers and truck drivers.
Yeah, it doesn't go for all of us. Why doesn't somebody take the trouble to find out and quit lumping us all together?
Maybe it's because we're afraid of you.
I think that's very true, Dr. Warner. I know I was terrified at the thought of Terry taking care of our child, but then something happened which forced me to get to know him, and I'm very glad.
Mom is a hickey. Yeah, that's what she's covering
is
up there.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's why she's the scarf on.
From
maybe
Terry,
from Terry, yeah.
I think he's a pretty terrific kid.
What?
I think so, too. Now I would like to thank everyone, especially our participants, for joining us today. I had originally hoped to show parents how to keep their kids from turning punk. What I learned is that it's more important to find out why they're doing it.
At least we're in agreement that it's a negative thing.
Like, what was the point? I just don't understand what the point of the seminar was, how it fits it. Did everybody come for this one thing, or is this just one of many?
I don't know.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
I mean, she's really bad at doing what she's claiming to be able to do.
You're going to be a full professor after this.
It's like, who would read her book? So, what do we have now? We have...
After this, Dad is still aloof. Dad still doesn't get it.
They go back to the orchestra.
You want to hear the conductor and hear Albert Haig explain the facts of life to Terry.
Yeah.
Mr. Warner, I see you've acquired a new look over the summer.
It's Von Helsing.
How do you like it?
If you were a peacock, all the hens would probably be running after you.
So I'll take this as a compliment.
You'll be playing first viola, you'll be playing first cello this semester.
Professor Steinberg, you didn't assign me a position today.
I know that.
Well, why not?
Are you by any chance planning to change the way you look in the near future?
No.
Then you can't be a member of this orchestra.
But you said I could play first violin this year.
Not in this getup.
Well, why not?
Oh, it's an interesting look. But an orchestra is a team, and you're a distraction.
Yes, but...
I kind of agree with him fully. Do you? It just doesn't make sense for one person to be standing out among all of the others.
That's probably true in this elite... black tie world that he lives in.
Well, you know, like, I think, my kid's in, like, chorus and orchestra, and it's like they're all dressed exactly the same, and, you know.
What if he puts on, like, the tux or whatever he has to wear, but leaves his head the way it is? He's not going to wear what he's wearing right now to a show.
But he's also not saying he won't, so... It becomes more complicated, so why choose him instead of choosing someone who's not going to possibly show up like that?
And is supposedly not as good as he is.
Yeah, I mean, there were dime a dozen. I mean, let's be real
here.
Oh,
shit.
It's violin. Come on. It's one of the most difficult instruments to play, and I'm just, like, belittling it. But I don't know. I mean, if he was that good, wouldn't it just not matter?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think this is like the proof in the pudding. I was going to play a commercial because I said I was going to play them before. Should I just run through a couple?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
I'm dying to hear this. I'm flying train races without my friends. I'm flying
train races now. This is string racers, where you set up a string and has a little ball and you can put an action figure in it and it can just kind of race across the string. The fun never ends. We're gonna have a good time. I'm flying string racers with all my friends. I'm flying string racers now. I'm flying string racers now.
order String Racer today by calling 800-233-3600. That's toll-free, 800-233-3600.
We should call right now. What do you think?
See if that number still works.
Yeah, I'm going to call it right now. Hold on. Live on the
air.
It's
probably a porn line now.
Well, it's an 800 number, so it can't be that bad, right?
Hold on. It's free.
1-800-233-3600.
Telemarketing company.
Oh.
The number you dialed is.
Nah. That sucks. Kid Power Inc., I guess, went out of business.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was going to order one for $9.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. Oh, no CODs.
So now if we go to eBay, I bet they're on there for like $50 each.
String races. All right, what's the next commercial?
Toucan Sam to reveal big news today.
Toucan Sam, what's the news?
You all know my Kellogg's Fruit Loops.
You mean a delicious part of this complete breakfast with a day's supply of vitamin C?
Yes, with the flavors of humongous orange, gigantic lemon, and mammoth cherry. But now there's a new fruit flavor, colossal lime.
Wow, a new lime green fruit flavor.
And colossal lime is in every box. Yay! Kellogg's Fruit Loops with big fruit taste. New colossal lime. You can try them too.
How to catch a fly. Once you have hooked a fly, sling them back and forth a few times to take the fight out of them. If the fly is big enough, someday you might want to mount him on your wall. How to catch a fly smoothly.
What do you think this is a commercial for?
I have no idea.
It's a candy commercial from Milky Way.
What?
Yeah.
Rich milk chocolate. Smooth, creamy caramel. Mars Milky Way. Everything in life should be this smooth.
Ouch.
What?
Get ready to order Throw-Yo, the most amazing flying disc ever thrown.
Order right now.
Flies like a disc, returns like a yo-yo. Toss Throw-Yo like any other flying disc.
When
it reaches the end of the line, a slight tug brings Throw-Yo right back to you. Amaze your friends with trick throws and catches. Beat the Throw-Yo around the world record of 11 passes and a catch at the end. Order Throw-Yo today by...
Hold on, let me just...
They never worked. They never worked. You would throw it and it would just not even go very far and just hit the ground.
This might be the same company, but it's a different number. Let's see.
Thank you for calling. To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded. Please stand on the line to continue.
Hey, Vicky. I wanted to know if I could order two Throw-Yos.
I'm sorry, two what?
Throw-Yos. I saw the commercial on television.
Okay, this is a lot. Let me see if we take calls for that.
Okay, great.
What is it called?
Oh, it's called Throw-Yo.
It's a toy? Barmy.
Sure, it's Throw-Yo. No, I see on the packaging it's like a dot or a hyphen in between the throw and the yo.
Okay, well, what exactly is it?
It's a toy. It's like a yo-yo toy type of thing, I guess.
Oh.
Well, let me ask you. I'm seeing this on a very old commercial. Like, this commercial might be from, like, 1993, and so I called the number to order it. Is it possible you might not carry it anymore?
Probably because what come up with the number that you're calling from has to do with a law firm.
So this isn't Kid Power, Inc.
I'm sorry?
It's not Kid Power, Inc. That's what it says it should be. Oh, I don't think I have the right one. I don't think you sell Throw-Yos.
Joint inspection.
Okay.
The bear hugger thing. Sorry,
Dre. Oh, okay.
So I think you might want to just recheck the number.
All right.
That
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, and thank you. All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. No throw, yeah.
Isn't it illegal to make, like, erroneous calls like that?
Well, I was that, not.
Is that
I wasn't
called a crank call?
I think if I I was calling. I was legitimately making a call.
Oh, my God.
I would have ordered two of them. All right.
Calling 800-424-3600. That's See? Toll-free.
800-424-3600. I didn't know they recycled phone numbers. That doesn't seem right.
You have to. All right, let's get back to the show. Before everyone starts going, like, why am I still subscribed to the show?
I think we're there. I think we're at the end.
Yeah, we have to...
Unless you want to hear Albert Haig just finish off talking to this kid.
Yeah, I will. And, yeah, I mean, basically he checks himself into rehab and then he kills himself at the end.
Right.
But years ago, man, they played in white wigs and white stockings. But today we are playing in dark suits and short hair. And may I add, only the women wear makeup. You're not being fair. Terry, you're a bright boy. You know we can't have an audience distracted by a bizarre-looking young musician when they should be concentrating on the wondrous strains of a Bach cantata. Don't look so glum, my friend. The choice is up to you. If you choose to come back, all it will take is a bar of soap for your face and a half a haircut. Or else, you can invite me to one of your gigs. I'm sure you're terrific.
Well, you know, we're a lot more tolerant in our music scene. I mean, I could be up there playing with a tuxedo and regular hair. Nobody's going to tell me I didn't fit in.
Boy, you're kidding. You'd probably accessorize with army boots and your tux would be two sizes too big.
Probably true.
Terry, good luck. Whatever you decide to do.
Hey, Professor.
Okay. Flub.
See, actually, I read this, like, weird note about this where he was supposed to stab him to death. Like, right there. Oh, Professor, and he would stab him to death and go, like, you know, don't you wish you'd let me in now? And that's how it would end. But now they had to make it more family-friendly.
Now that chick is waiting for him outside.
And believe it or not, there's still 7 minutes left.
And it goes on forever. Like, he makes up with his brother.
That's a weird scene. Like... I'm going to actually... I'm surprised you didn't clip that. I thought that was kind of a weird scene.
Did I not? Terry and his brother have a heart-to-heart. It's 25.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Calm it down,
come here,
chief.
Big hug.
So here we go. I've ever seen in my life. It's like, oh, it's a teenage boy's room. How do we decorate? I don't know. Put up a dartboard, throw a sock on top of it, and put a desk.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And that's it.
That's not a real room. It's just a wall with a door.
Yeah. Can I come in?
No.
What do you want?
Looks like you're already in, chief. Nice khakis, douche.
And a pink shirt.
Yeah, he does have a pink shirt. Very well tucked in. Who dresses like this around the house? Well, you know, it's kind of like I was just out mowing the lawn in this outfit. By the way, the brother never leaves. I think that the brother's dead. Oh, no, wait, the brother did leave. He was at the other thing. All right, he's not dead.
Well, we had a talk this morning after you left, and, Terry, you're right. We haven't been paying much attention to you, but it wasn't intentional, and it's not going to happen anymore. Really? Yeah, really. And you know, you haven't helped. What do you mean?
So it's kind of my fault.
It's right. Everybody's blaming him still.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, can you just apologize? Just like, maybe tomorrow say that. I don't know.
Brother, have a unibrow there? Is that just like...
Let me say it. Well, you always gave in to what we wanted.
Oh, my God.
You never took a stand for yourself.
It's a caterpillar.
You might be right. And we do care. We're just not mind readers. So if you had said something a little sooner, maybe you wouldn't have to go to such drastic extremes. Look,
No, it wasn't such drastic extremes. I mean, all I did was I changed my hair and I changed my music, you know, my look. It's not like I really flipped out on everybody.
That's debatable. Have you looked in the mirror lately? All right, look, I'm sorry.
This guy could play Tony Robbins in like a biopic or something. He like looks and sounds like him.
We just want you to know that we're sorry if we made you feel bad. Terry, you're my brother. And I love you. Colored hair and all.
How far we've come.
Hug, hug.
They're all really dressed like Lost Boys rejects. Should I let this play through?
Yeah, I forgot what happens here.
Me too. Maybe that scene is still in where he stabs him to death.
Oh no, I was thinking of it. Burn it down. Burn the whole auditorium down.
Right, exactly. It's like, what kind of anarchist are you? Smash that friggin' violin. Teach the man a lesson.
You want to hear a funny story? The little girl there at the dinner at the table,
mm-hmm.
who played Caroline, never worked again.
Really?
Never did any other acting jobs.
She on Facebook?
She's going to remember this, I'm sure.
This might be like one of she might be somebody's daughter, you know. She was in a very little role. It's not a very interesting role. Well, it wasn't that bad. I mean, she complained. That was essentially her thing. And she's in it for a little bit towards the end. So, yeah. This will end up at the breakfast table, where everyone is still ignoring.
Still ignoring. They're still ignoring him.
But, and they talk
if
about
he goes back to
like
classical violin, he can go to school.
He wants to play the violin. I think that's what this is
all about. He'll be a lot more famous or richer if he stays with Rock.
Well, not everything can be measured in dollars and cents.
Until he finishes college, it doesn't matter anyway.
Classical violinist has
to finish
the
first. He's got to finish college.
It's nice that you're all interested in what I should be doing, but I think I was better off before when nobody paid attention to me.
What do you mean by that?
It's supposed to mean.
Never happy.
I'm just kidding. Look, I love that you all care, but it's my life, and I've got to make my own choices.
We're just trying to give you the benefit of our input.
I know that, Dad, and I do. I appreciate it. But I've done a lot of thinking, and I know that I have to make my decisions not because I want to please you or because I want your attention, but because they're right for me. So for now, I'm gonna stick to playing rock.
Hooray!
Oh boy.
I hope that's okay with you. You know, Professor Steinberg, he says I can come back and join the orchestra anytime I want. And I figure it'll be a lot easier to pick up the violin later than to try to be a rock star at age 50.
Well, I don't know if I can listen to that music for another 30 years, but if it makes you happy.
Okay. Yeah, they're allowed to move out, right? They don't have to all live together. He's like, you know, drinking his tea. I don't know. I have a feeling they all still live at home right now.
Okay. I love you, sweetheart, and I will try to get used to it.
And I'll make it a little easier, too. I've decided to cut out the makeup. I don't need it.
Good. Then maybe you'll realize that your natural hair color is more attractive, and a regular haircut would be much better.
Dad, don't push your luck.
That's right, Tom. At least it's a start.
Now.
What?
I want to wear dresses now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm going to play the music in a second, but...
Yeah, wait, I want to see who...
And there are credits there to say, you know, about... who did it,
yep,
but
I'm looking. Yep.
I think a better ending would have been him saying, I think I'm going to go to medical school. You know, just to show, like, kind of like kids are just like, they're constantly changing their minds, you know? But instead, he's like, I'm going to stay in the rock band. It's like, you know, you're going to get hooked on the horse and you're going to die with a needle in your arm.
And he says, I'm going to stay with rock. But I thought he was a punker.
Right.
And then earlier, there was a clip that we didn't play, but he says, this is when he's talking to Dad about going to the club, and he's like, oh, I thought you were playing pop. And Terry says, well, it's all the same thing.
Well, punk, you know, we pop. Didn't play there. We skipped the him playing in the club.
Oh, you want to play that clip?
Yeah, all right. I think that's worth playing.
Just Mom as the and Dad outro.
It's only a minute, so it's definitely worth it.
Just listen to this. Listen to them tear up the stage.
And they're at their reserve table.
It's clip 13.
Rock Lobster. So many people I grew up with, and even my co-host from On the Odd, Alex, all have hearing loss. So many people. So what she said is totally relevant. You know, people not wearing proper ear protection, you know, it really can be damaged. So she's right.
I'm on the credit for the original rock songs by Larry and Tom Weir.
Yeah, Weir, that was it, because I was thinking Weir, and then I was thinking of from the Grateful Dead. What's his name?
Bob Weir.
Bob Weir. God, and I'm like, no, he's not. Imagine Bob Weir from these songs.
Jesus. This pop rock punk music.
I'm going to play the music. Here we go.
That's right, Tom. At least it's a start.
Stella Dora breakfast treats.
This is like 90210.
Well, the mom was in 90210.
She what?
The mom was in 90210.
I don't
know. Yeah, it's on her credits.
Jesus Christ. Wow, she did everything.
We're punks today. Woo! 87. You know, I think this was edited by the same people that did the Corey video.
Oh, jeez.
What was that called?
Oh, I can't remember. But it's in our archives, folks. Check it out.
That was our first episode. That was such a
was
fun
it our
episode.
First or was Roomies? No, I guess Roomies came later. Roomies was third.
I would love to revisit Roomies, to be honest with you, to see if maybe
if
we've matured.
We could find more episodes.
I've never looked, to be honest with you.
You've got that stash somewhere.
Now, whoa, sorry. Got all these commercials flying around. I don't have. I mean, I do have a stash of stuff, but I don't think I have extra episodes of Roomies. You know what I need? I'm sorry, but I have to do it. We can't bring up Roomies twice separately on the same episode without hearing that theme song. I'm sorry. It's just...
Ouch.
Wow, I type in Roomies and it's not on the first page.
Why, Roomies. It is not?
No.
Here, I'll find it. Here it's gotta be on YouTube.
It is. I'm just looking for the theme.
Right. So if you do Roomies opening credits, NBC sitcom.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. That's what I got.
Family Ties will be seen tomorrow night in a special Friday episode.
Oh,
now get
very
set
nice.
For the exciting series preview of NBC's new comedy, Roomies.
I ain't too old to be soon forgotten, and I'm not too young to try. I've tried it one way, now I'll try it another, and it's not too late, and I will soon discover the answer.
I'm going back to college. Burt Young in his finest role since he
right?
played
he has no shame.
Since he played no a shame. Drunk in Rocky. But this is genuinely just a ripoff of Back to School.
Was this first, or was Back to School first?
I want to say that Back to School was first.
And Burt Young was in Back
I know, to school. He was. That's what I mean. It's such a direct ripoff. This is a 1:26 intro. Oh! The answer.
Wait, don't stop!
That's it.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah. Yeah, and it goes into the...
Ouch.
Yeah, I mean, we should get, like, kind of a GoFundMe to bring back Roomies.
But,
all right, well, people, thank you very much for listening to this episode of VHS Rewind.
We're going to get back on a regular schedule.
Yeah, I don't even know if I introduced you or me. I'm Mark, that's Chris.
And with a cold.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sniffly myself, so it's that time of the year. And check us out at VHS Rewind, where we were hacked, yet the website still stands.
Were you really?
Russian bots, yeah.
Damn it.
But, they can't bring us down. It's actually China bots. Those are the people who did it. The Chiners. With an R at the end. China. But, Christopher, thank you very much for getting together tonight.
Thank you, sir.
If you want to hear more of these type of antics, just go to VHS Rewind. Check out our archives. There are tons of really great and really fun episodes, such as Roomies and Rad and... What else? What else did we do? The Corey Haim documentary.
Some Corey Haim documentary.
Lost Boys.
The Fantastic Four movie we mentioned.
Yes.
By Roger Corman.
With the star of...
Day My Kid Went Punk. Yeah, the day.
You know what? I wonder, you think we can reach out to that guy?
How do you find him? Like
Jay Underwood.
I'm looking.
All right, we're going to say goodbye. But thank you very much for listening. And Chris is going to go get a lozenge. But
ouch.
All right, we'll talk to you next time.